The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
When asked if he was worried about the popularity of Mark McGowan ahead of the next federal election, PM Scott Morrison said, "I'm not running against Mark." Technically, he's right, but we all know the reality isn't that simple. Neither ScoMo or any coalition candidate will have to lock horns with the state daddy to win a seat, but that doesn't mean they don't have to worry about him. WA Labor won the state election this year in a landslide by selling McGowan and not individual candidates. McGowan was all over the campaign advertising and candidates were almost an afterthought, and it worked. Could federal Labor do something similar? The fact is, I bet they'd love to. But I'm not so sure McGowan will let it happen. You see, as much as he'd love Labor to win, he's not going to waste any of his own political capital on making it happen. It'd be a different story if the signs were pointing to an Albo victory. Then I'm sure McGowan would be keen. But that's looking far from certain. So why would our Premier want some of his golden touch to rub off for nothing? He remembers what happened when Bill Shorten lost the unlosable election back in 2019. That was a great example of why it makes sense to keep federal Labor at arm's length. So don't be at all surprised if you see Morrison and McGowan playing nice in the run-up to the federal election. Coming up on the show, the Tourism Council of WA have launched their own vaccination ad. Plus, families are flocking to the southwest, but a worker shortage threatens to derail the school holidays. And we'll get the lowdown on a bumper weekend at the Royal Show. But first, let's see what's making news.